Old Mother West Wind told me the story, and she got it from Peter Rabbit, and Peter got it from, well, I don't know for sure, but I suspect he got it from Bob White himself. You know, Peter and Bob White are good friends. They are very near neighbors. They are such near neighbors and such good friends that if it popped into Peter's funny little head to be curious about Bob White's affairs, he wouldn't hesitate an instant to ask Bob about them. Anyway, someone told Peter the story, and I like to think that that someone was none other than that brown-coated little whistler, Bob White the Quail himself. Here is the story as Old Mother West Wind told it to me. Long, long ago, way back in the beginning of things, when the world was young, when the Green Meadows were new, and the Green Forest was new, and the Smiling Pool and the Laughing Brook and the Big River were new, and the little and big people whom Old Mother Nature put in them to live were new too, being the very first of each kind, things were different, quite different from what they are now. Old Mother Nature was busier than she is now, and goodness knows she is busy enough these days. In fact, she is a million times busier than the busiest other person in all the great world. If she wasn't, if she grew tired or lazy or careless or anything like that, I am afraid things would go so wrong with the great world that they never, never could be righted again. But in these faraway days in the beginning of things, she was busier still. It is always easier to keep things going after they are once started than it is to start them, and Old Mother Nature was just starting things. So she started a great many of the little people off in life and told them to make the best of things as they found them in the great world and do as well as they could while she was attending to other matters. Now, one of these little people was a plump little person in a coat of reddish-brown feathers. He was Mr. Quail, the great-great-great-ever-so-great grandfather of all the quails. To Mr. Quail, as to all the others, Old Mother Nature said, "The great world is new. There is a place in it for you, but you must find that place for yourself. There is work for you to do, but you must find out for yourself what it is. When you have real need of anything, come to me, but don't bother me until you do have. No one who proves to be helpful or useless will live long. Now, run along and prove whether or not you have a right to live." So little Mr. Quail went out among the other people in the great world to try and find his place. All the other little people were trying to find their places, and some of them were having a dreadful time doing it. A great many began by trying to do just what their neighbors did, which was the very worst kind of a mistake. It was a pure waste of time. Worse still, it wasn't making a place in the work of the great world. Little Mr. Quail's eyes were very bright, and he used them for all they were worth. His wits were quite as bright, and he used these the same way. "There are two things for me to find out," said he to himself, "what I can't do and what I can do. The sooner I find out what I can't do, the more time I'll have to find out what I can do. I've got wings, and that must mean that Old Mother Nature intends me to fly. I'm glad of that. It must be fine to sail around up in the air and see all that is going on down below." Up overhead, old Mr. Buzzet was sailing round and round high up in the sky with hardly a motion of his broad wings. Little Mr. Quail watched him a long time, and a great longing to do the same thing filled him. At last he sprang into the air, and right then he made a discovery. Yes, sir, he made a discovery. He must beat his wings with all his might in order to stay in the air. When he stopped beating them and held them spread out as old Mr. Buzzard did, he found that he simply sailed a little way straight ahead and then began to come down.